When I was a young man, I met a Carmelite priest. His name was Father Des Williamson. And Father Des was kind of a mentor to me in the area of prayer. And he used to talk to me for a long time about the power of prayer and how prayer had us, gave us a capacity to get in touch with the mind of God and to be able to sit in the presence of God and to be able to surrender ourselves to that place where we were able ultimately to come and say to God, God, I want more of your will than I want my will. In 1542, there was a man who was born in Spain who became very famous called Saint John of the Cross. St. John of the Cross was himself a Carmelite priest. He wrote some of the most magnificent books on spirituality that there are throughout Christian history. His most famous book is a book called Dark Night of the Soul. And Dark Night of the Soul is this prayer that we all go through when we're trying to pray and it feels like at times that prayer becomes very dry. Prayer becomes something that is where God feels very distant. Prayer becomes a place where we actually sometimes feel like there's no one there. And yet Father Des would say to me, regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you're experiencing, make sure you turn up. Make sure you're there all the time. Well, I only met Father Des a couple of days ago. He's now nearly 90 years old. And he reminded me again, don't worry about having to say big, intelligent things. Just sit and be present and allow God to be with you and surrender to that deeper living water that's within. Well, St. John of the Cross wrote in one of his books a phrase that I've been reflecting on of late, and it says this: let those who are great activists, me, that think to girdle the world with their outward works and their preachings, take note here that they would bring far greater profit to the church and be far more pleasing to God if they spent even half this time with God in prayer. I always fall into the trap of wanting to do, thinking, well, that's what I'm meant to do, to thinking that that's what it is to be a responsible Christian. But the truth is that what God is interested in is calling us to a place where we drink of this deeper living water, where we abide in God so deeply that we're able to sit with God, surrender our life to God, and find that phrase that keeps us focused upon God. There's nothing that we can do to make ourselves worthy of God. But what we need is both at the conscious mind, where we make a decision to have a prayer time, where we make a decision to be good, where we make a decision to act in a certain way. We need at that level to surrender ourselves, but we need to surrender ourselves to that deeper place within us where we say, God, my life, all I am, and all I want is you.